Hi guys, and welcome back to the Insider Podcast. We are back after a few months of break due to exams and stuff like that that kept me busy. And this time I brought you a student, one of my closest friends from Politecnico di Milano. His name is Zeno. Hi Zeno.
Hi guys. Thank you Umberto for inviting me.
And as you might know, as someone that listens to the podcast might know, we have a strict structure of the interview. So I'm going to start directly for the application tips.
Yes.
So how is the application process? How does it work? I know there is a difference for Italian students and the students from outside. How did you apply? What was your experience?
What I did was on my fourth year of high school, I did a test which is called TOEL, and it consists of maths, physics, English, and Italian. The English part is quite easy, and then okay. The other parts are
like, do you study
but not that much.
Do you study in English now? Your course is in English?
No, it's in Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, to the master. So when after 3 years, you study in English. But
okay. Yeah, no, I was just wondering the exam.
And I think it's not that difficult. You need to you need to know some normal things that you study during Italian high school, Italian scientific high school.
Okay. And like, correct me if I'm wrong, you usually do your exam the fourth year of high school,
yes,
which would be the last year for international usually.
Make it also on your fourth year, on your fifth year, but okay. You need to get a good mark because there is a sort of graduation.
Okay. And so like you did a math part. Do you I know that in Italy, like the scientific, like liceo scientifico is particularly based on maths.
Yes.
So maybe for someone that is from that environment, it might be easier. Do you reckon it is doable also for someone that is not from the liceo scientifico?
I think you can do it.
Okay.
Because generally Italian high schools are quite difficult, even if you study the classical one or the linguistic one. It depends on your preparation, on your teachers, but I think you can do it easily.
Okay. I forgot to ask you, what do you study?
I study mathematical engineering.
Okay, great. Yeah, so, a lot of maths there. A lot of maths. So they just told you, like, you went to do the test. You didn't, like, it was easy for you. So did you prepare?
I didn't study for that. But I think that if you study, you can also get a good mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's doable. Yeah, it depends. So it mainly tests your skills. You don't have to prepare
that much.
Yeah, okay. And there wasn't an interview or something.
No, there
like
was
that.
Only okay. a test, and you need to make a to get like over 60 points. And if you do it when you are on your fourth year, there's no problem. You're in the university.
Okay.
And if you do it in your fifth, you need to make a sort of graduation.
Okay. Do they consider at all your past grades at school or?
No.
Okay.
There is no only one test.
Okay, great. No... Okay, fine. So yeah, you did your test and you passed. Congrats.
Yeah.
And like they offered you a place and
if you make it in your fourth year, you can choose between all the engineering academies and. You can choose. I chose the last week I could because I didn't know what to do, but the last week I decided.
It went well.
Yeah. And then if you do it on your fifth year, some courses might be full,
Okay. So the only difference between a fourth and a fifth year is
yes.
Okay.
It depends on the votes. If you get like the maximum, you can enter and you can choose everything you want.
Okay. Okay. Great. So you got in, and what was it like? Because you're from the same city. Verona. So what was it like to transfer into Milan?
Well. Yeah.
Did you find it hard to find a place to settle in? Did you find any flatmates? What was it like?
Well, my experience is not that good because because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
But also because we were in two roommates, but one of them decided to finish the contract. Because of COVID-19, 6 months later, and we thought we could do like 1 year together, but we only did 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And finding a house, it's not so difficult, but finding a house that respect all your requirement, all that you want, like being near university, but being also near the center, and it doesn't cost that much. It's quite difficult to find all that things.
Okay. Stressful in my
opinion. Yeah. And then my roommate study in Bovisa, which is not that it's not near my university.
Okay.
So we need to find like
A compromise. Okay.
Yeah.
And did the uni provide any support for it? Does it have any type of accommodations it offers?
There are some campus, but in like one afternoon they were all
they were all booked. And so like the majority of people stay in their own apartments. How would you consider the price of living there?
Milan, I think it's one of the most expensive cities in Italy.
In Italy, okay.
And it's not so cheap.
Yeah. And what about like the quality of life? Despite like, you know, I know you study a lot, particularly in Politecnico di Milano, but like the quality of living there.
Well, I think it's a beautiful city for students. Because they're always a little bit less right now because of COVID.
Yeah,
but usually there is a lot of nightlife. And there are many places, many activities, for example, concerts, things like that, that in small cities in Italy you can't experience, while in Milan you can.
Does it... have a lot of youth, like youth life, like young people.
Because there are so many universities.
Okay.
So
you also interact with other students from other universities.
Yes, there are some places where students aggregate, not right now, usually, yes, and. These are cool places where you can meet people from all the world, and not also from Italy, but also.
Oh yeah, so it is not only Italian. Like in Milan, I understand it is pretty international.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay,
it's multicultural, not just students, but also people living there. There are so many Philippines, because I play basketball, and when I go to the basketball court, I see a lot of Philippines playing basketball.
And so like also in Politecnico di Milano, is it how would you estimate the percentage of international people there?
There are not so many international people, but there are some courses for them.
Okay.
The Erasmus students.
Okay. Yeah.
And I did an activity for them. I was like a buddy, so a guide to help them to. It was called Buddy Project to help Erasmus students
to integrate. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so, like, how would you judge the social life there, despite the pandemic? I know it's disrupted everyone's lives, but how would you judge the social life from 1 to 10?
Well, I would say like 9, because I mean, the Politecnico, outside of Politecnico, in Leonardo campus.
Okay.
When you get outside, there is a place called Piazza Leonardo. And there you can drink Aperol, you can stay for a lot of hours, and there are many, many people, you can make new friends, and that's very, very nice.
And what's it missing from the 10?
Maybe I didn't give 10 because I didn't experience 100% because of COVID-19.
Okay, yeah, okay. No, I understand completely. I understand Milan is pretty good for social life. What about the campus and the facilities the Politecnico provides? How would you judge it? Is it all the facilities? Is it modern?
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it depends on the classrooms. It depends because some of them are very old. I'm very uncomfortable, not technological at all, but some of them are very modern, something that you can't imagine. And that's stimulating for your brain to study. So technological places.
Do you mean technological because there are lots of laboratories there?
Yes.
Okay.
And also some of the buildings are very, very new, very modern.
Uh-huh.
And they were built by very famous
architects.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, great. I didn't know that.
For example, there is a building that was built by I don't remember the name, famous architect.
Italian.
Yes.
Piano.
It helped to make the Ponte Morandi in Genova.
Lorenzo Piano.
Yes. No? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it's one of the best in the world, not only Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. I mean, do you have also sports facilities?
Yes.
That is provided directly by the Politecnico, or it's indirectly?
You have to pay to go there, but you have a lot of discounts, and it can help students to go and reach these fields.
Okay. So there is any kind of sport you can do?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And there are also some tournaments organized by students.
Like
basketball, volleyball, football, everything.
And I was just about to ask you, how are societies there? By societies, I mean clubs, sports, but also other creativity I don't know. I'm sure there is a chess club there.
Okay.
So how is it?
I don't know, but I think.
Yeah. Does it offer?
Yes, it does. There are so many emails from Politecnico every day with new activities, new courses, labs, and things like that that you can handle. You can't see.
Okay, okay.
But some of them are very interesting, and
is there a student union there?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
Many students.
Okay, so okay, great. So
organized. Yeah.
How do you feel? How do you feel the interaction between students and the university is? What do you think about the relationship there is and the kind of help or support you could get from the university?
Well, I think there are always the relationship between the student and the teacher, not friends. But there are some courses that are to help the student to study the subject, in which some other students that passed the exam can teach other students, so you can ask everything, and there is a student-student relationship. So it's much more easy to study, much more funny, we could say.
Yeah.
And
Okay.
I think
okay.
it's quite nice, cause if you don't know something, you can ask them, and that's really interesting.
Okay. So how would you judge from 1 to 10 the facilities and the campus in general at Politecnico? You can give a 10 if you like. Don't worry about
it. No, I would say 8.
Okay. What's
I've
it missing?
Seen some facilities from other big universities, and they are 10.
Okay, okay.
Politecnico is more like 8, but it's more than sufficient for a student, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. What about the teaching structure? How are classes organized there? Do you go to lectures and classes? How does it work?
You follow a course in which a group of students goes to the same course, and the teacher explains the lesson. And
Is that you go to mathematical engineering, right? What courses do you have?
Ah, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. No, it's fine.
I have analysis, mathematical analysis courses.
Okay.
Or now this semester I have physics, algebra, economy. I have also economy and statistics.
Okay. And for each course, how many, like, do you do classes or just lectures? Lectures, I mean, that there is a professor, because I don't know, in England, for example, where I study, you have lectures that there are many people listening to the professor, and then the classes that get into what the professor explained in the lectures. I don't know how does it work there.
Well, it's like the professor explained the theory, but then there are also some lessons in which the other professors explain how to make the exercises. And it's divided into lesson and exercitation.
Okay. Yes. How many?
I think it's essential, the exercitation, because you need to have a teacher that explains you how to do the exercise, because they are very, some of them are quite difficult.
Yeah, I understand. How many classes do you are you how many members or students are there in one class usually?
Right now we are in 120, but half of them are following the courses from the home, and half of them are going in the campus.
And but like currently because of COVID.
Yes.
Usually, could you provide a number?
I would say like 100.
Okay. When the professor explains.
The same class.
And in the exercitation, to pronounce, how many are you usually?
It's nearly the same, because if you follow the theory, you also follow the exercitation.
So, and how is the relationship between students and professors? Is it difficult to reach them, or
it depends on the teachers. Some of them are very helpful, and some of them answer at every hour. but some of them are not.
And so, you usually can send him emails, right?
Yeah, you can.
Is there any way the university allows for a student to meet one-on-one with the professor?
There are some colloqui.
Yeah, office hours. Yeah.
Yeah, where you can ask to the teacher to
okay.
if
to meet.
You don't understand. Okay. It's quite unusual because it requires time for the teacher, and mm-hmm. you have to ask him. And
okay, yeah, I understand. Yeah, no, but like there is the possibility to do that.
At there least. Is, yeah.
Okay. So how would you judge this from 1 to 10, the teaching structure?
I don't know, because it depends on the teachers, on the professors. I would say like 7.5.
Oh, okay. Okay, because it depends on the teachers.
Yeah, because some of them knows everything. They are very prepared, and you say, oh, he's a professor of a great university. And some of them, you see them and you say, no, they are not that good.
it's something that even if you like, I've interviewed more than 10 people now for from different universities, and they always told me this, whatever university it is,
yeah.
there's always some professors that are not the same. So it's a common thing.
Yeah, I think you need to be lucky.
Yeah. Okay. So like I just have the last three questions, then we can end it and the yeah. episode. what about the career management? So like what prospects does the Politecnico di Milano offer to its students? Does it offer any support in terms of careers and what you are looking for in the future?
Personally, I don't know, because I think that it's something that you experience in the next years. It's, for example, as you said, you're going to make an internship. Some of my friends are going to make an internship from the first year,
mm-hmm.
and in Politecnico you don't have internships in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are many partnerships between Politecnico and many companies. So
that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And people from there usually can go, like, what do you think are the main the most popular careers that students usually interpret from when leaving the Politecnico?
I don't know,
it varies a lot.
So many, right? many courses and many it's so large, the world of engineering, but
yeah,
also
okay.
architecture, and many
it varies a lot.
Yeah
okay. And so like the university provides support in case you want to know, want to inform about the future.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm asking you a hard question. What do you think is the what do you think is the best side of the Politecnico di Milano? What do you think is the worst one?
Okay.
Worst part.
Well, I would say the best part of Politecnico is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity not just as job opportunities, because mm-hmm. I don't know, but I mean like activities, meeting people. There are so many activities and things that you can do, or
connections that you can make. Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
I think opportunity is a word that describes Politecnico.
Okay.
And the worst part of Politecnico, I think it's something that is not only Politecnico but in every university, is that you need to study, you need to give yourself, you need to there's not someone that tells you what to do. You have to make it by your own. Mm-hmm. That's something that for someone can be very hard, for someone not. But I think that the Italian school should provide some sort of courses that might help students to...
Okay, that's what means it.
Okay. To university, because that, it's a very different world.
Okay, that's what's missing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. What about now the last question, and then I let you go. What do you think? Like, could you tell us a typical day of a Politecnico di Milano student? Like, what do you do on a typical morning? When you wake up to when you go to bed, what do you do?
I will skip some parts because it will be not interesting.
Okay.
But I would say that I wake up nearly at 9, but it depends on the if I have lessons or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to Politecnico to attend the lessons. I eat lunch. Then I study with my friends, and there are many spaces where I can do it. From like 2:30 to 5:30 or 6. So then I have the time to do what I want. I have the time to make some sport.
Okay.
To go to play socialize, basketball.
Yeah.
Or for example, spend some time with my team, with my
friends
outside in Piazza Leonardo, and then later I come back, and that's it.
Okay.
I think that the time that you spend in your day while studying in Politecnico, it's not a full of study. While there are the lessons,
mm-hmm.
So you have enough time to make what you want, enough time to follow some courses, extra courses, to make really what you want. So it's something that I didn't expect when I was on high school, and I think right now that you can easily make what you want while there are lessons.
Could I ask you what how many classes or do you have in a week usually?
I don't know right now.
If you don't know, it's fine.
I think it's aspettate le conto.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 26 hours
in a week of classes. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many hours do you study per day?
3, 4, 5. It depends on
Of course. It depends on
nearly 4 or 3.
About 4. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. And thank you, Zeno,
thank you,
because
Marco.
It was really useful. I think it will be really useful for many people that will want to come to Politecnico di Milano. And thank you very much to the listeners. I'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you, Umberto.